Mother Teresa would tell the sisters of her family that they were a very united family. There were actually five, but two died, and so there were only three: her brother Lazar, her sister Aggie, and then she herself. And when she answered the call to be a missionary, it was a great shock for her mother because their father had already died. And so for her mother, it was so difficult. Mother Teresa says that for the 24 hours, her mother was in a room. Mother Teresa says she almost went off. And then after those 24 hours, she came out and said to young Gonja, okay, you're going to go, this is your vocation. Put your hand in the hand of Jesus and never look back. And so Mother Teresa left. And as it happened, they never saw each other again on this earth. Because Mother Teresa knew it was such a sacrifice for her mother and her sister, who she never either saw, that she would say sometimes, sisters, you know, God doesn't have to judge me. My mother will judge me because I made her suffer so much. So if I'm not faithful to my vocation, my mother herself will judge me. And so during the years, there was a period of 10 years in which they had no contact. It was like they weren't sure what happened to the others. Her mother and sister, who had moved from Skopje to Tirana, and they didn't know anything about Mother Teresa, and Mother didn't know anything about them either. And then at one point, I think it was around 1960, 61, she and her brother, who was living in Palermo in Sicily, they tried to arrange a meeting on the border. And then that somehow her mother was sick, so that didn't happen. And then they said, okay, well, if you can see your family, but if you enter, then, well, they can't come out. And if you enter, then you won't be able to come out either. So she had to choose, who do I love more? My mother, who she loved probably more than any other human being on the earth, or fidelity to her vocation. And so she chose her vocation. But because she suffered so much, or she knew that her family suffered so much, she was very sensitive to the sisters and their families. So, for example, she would make them write once a month to their family. And then in way early before the Second Vatican Council, it was the custom to not have any contact the whole novitiate. But she said, no, let them write once a month. So her great love for her family was very sensitive to the sisters and their families.